The Detroit River was once home to a thriving set of coastal wetlands and marshes. It was an area teeming with wildlife, but after more than a century of development, most of that habitat has been lost. The proposed International Wildlife Refuge hopes to turn back the pressures for more development. The refuge would include the Canadian and U.S. sides of the Lower Detroit River, lands from the coal-choked Zug Island to the mouth of Lake Erie. If established, the refuge will be a patchwork of federal, state, and privately owned land, and so far they've had some success. Several small islands have been donated or are being bought for inclusion into the refuge. The first step will be to set up the boundaries of the refuge. Once established, money may be appropriated for things like buying more land, establishing conservation agreements, and recreating wildlife habitat. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.